Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The judges at the family courts in Dolphin House in Dublin's Temple Bar hear a wide range of cases every day. The cases are held in camera or in private, but journalists are allowed to access proceedings, but they're subject to reporting restrictions. Now, Maura Fay went to the court yesterday and is here now with us. Hello, Maura.
Okay.
So what kind of cases did you hear about yesterday?
So I attended Court 41 yesterday, where Judge Gerard Furlong heard 16 cases between 10:30 and 1 p.m. So a very busy day for the court. There were people from all walks of life, I would say, and cases brought by both men and women. Now, family law cases are very different from criminal court cases. There are in camera, meaning that if a case is being heard ex parte, that's where only one side is represented. It will only be the judge, the registrar and the person bringing the case present in the courtroom. No one is found guilty or convicted of a crime in family law. It's about a judge deciding how to mediate in the best interests of a family. And that often comes in the form of granting a safety order, which orders a person not to make someone fearful for their safety, or a barring order where a person is required to leave the family home.
So tell me about the barring order cases that you heard yesterday.
The first case heard yesterday was a young woman seeking an interim barring order against her partner, who is also the father of her two young children, a newborn baby and a toddler. She was accompanied to court by her grandfather. She told the court that she and her partner had been living in an apartment for a few months and that the council had put them there. She alleged that during that time her partner had subjected her to mental abuse, physical abuse, and left her locked in the apartment for days on end. She also alleged that her partner had broken her phone to isolate her from family and friends. She said on bank holiday on Monday, her partner had kicked her in the face and stood on the side of her head while she was lying on the bed. He had taken her car and their toddler and told her that there was nothing she could do about it. She said that the Gardaí were currently out looking for her ex-partner.
And what did the judge do in that case, Maura?
Judge Furlong decided that given the circumstances, he was granting an interim barring order, meaning that the young woman's partner would be prevented from returning to their apartment for 8 days. Gardaí would serve the man a summons and he's required to appear before the court on March 26th when both sides of the situation would be heard and the judge would take a decision on whether or not to extend the barring order. The young woman asked the judge what will happen now. He told her to tell the Gardaí that she is the custodian of the child, that she is not married to her partner and he has no access order. He also said that he knows it sounds dramatic, but it is akin to kidnapping. She also said that if the partner returns to the apartment, to call the Gardaí immediately.
Okay, so that was the first case, but you heard other cases involving a barring order.
Yes, another case involved a woman who was undergoing treatment for cancer. She alleged that her ex-partner had subjected her to verbal, emotional, financial and sexual abuse. She said he had pressured her for oral sex even though she was undergoing chemotherapy. She alleged that she had awoken one night to discover that he was inside her body. She said that he would also try to creep up on her while she was showering. She said that during the course of her relationship, her ex-partner had demanded €20 a day from her for wine and told her, quote, see what happens if you don't.
So what did the judge decide to do in that particular case?
So the woman had been previously granted an interim barring order. Evidence was to be heard from both sides yesterday, but the court was told that the other party in the case was unable to attend. The judge decided to extend the interim barring order to April 28th. However, it was then discovered that the address on the interim barring order was the address where the woman was currently residing, not the property the two parties shared. So this technicality meant that the woman had to apply for a fresh interim barring order, which lasts for 8 days before it comes before the court again.
Okay, so she'll have to go back again in 8 days' time. Now, there was a case where a barrister was double booked. So what happened there?
Yes, this was an interesting situation which Judge Furlong had made strong comments about. A woman was seeking a barring order against a man who was the father of her three children. The man in the case told the court that he had received a call from his solicitor at 10:05 a.m. that morning saying both parties in the case had the same barrister booked to represent them. Judge Furlong said that such things happened from time to time. He said this was due to the very low legal aid fees in family law, resulting in a small but dedicated pool of barristers working in the area. He said legal aid fees in family law were very low in comparison to fees in criminal legal aid, and this led to what he termed duplication.
So what did they do about that particular case?
Well, the judge adjourned the case to March 24th to give the man time to seek his own independent legal advice and representation.
Now, there were several cases you were there for as well where there were women seeking safety orders. So tell us about some of those, Maura.
Yes, there was a case where a woman said that Gardaí had advised her that her ex-partner was a serious threat to her life. The man was due to be released from prison after serving a 14-year prison sentence for attempted murder. She said her ex-partner had inflicted a large number of stab wounds on her, including slitting her throat, resulting in her spending 7 weeks in hospital. The judge said he wouldn't normally grant a protection order when there hadn't been contact for so long, but in such circumstances he was granting it. The matter would come back before the court for a full safety order hearing in several weeks' time. The woman asked if her ex-partner would be facing her on that day. The judge said that they can make arrangements for her on that day.
Okay, so she obviously had concerns about that. So what arrangements would be in place then?
Well, every courtroom within Dublin House, or Dolphin House, with the exception of Court 41 actually, is enabled for people to give evidence via video link. There are also three Gardaí always present in the building, so complainant safety and dignity is taken very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see this quite a bit in the family courts and in reports about the family courts, cases where mothers are seeking safety orders against their adult children. In this case, you were dealing with adult sons.
Yes. In the first case, one mother told a court that her 19-year-old son has violent outbursts. She said he punches holes in walls and doors and throws furniture. She added that there had been a recent incident where he had kicked the shed at the back of her house. She said that her son had ADHD but wouldn't take the medication for it. The judge granted a temporary safety order. She said she'd never sought such an order before, but this was her last resort.
Her last resort. And drug use then was a feature of the second similar case you heard.
Yes, a mother alleged that her son was smoking crack cocaine in her house. She said she was suffering from COPD and being around those fumes was not good for her health. She said she wasn't applying for an interim barring order as she hoped her son would leave peacefully, and she hoped that a safety order would be enough for this to happen. The judge again granted her a temporary protection order, stating that if her son was to smoke crack cocaine in her presence, it would be putting her in fear of her safety, and that if he does so, she should call the Gardaí.
Okay, Maura, and these are the cases that are happening day in, day out down at the family court, and you're going to be going back there for us over the next couple of weeks again to bring us more of those cases. Maura, thank you very much. That's Maura Fay there.